Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so excited that you're joining us today for our Healing Ministry Day. We believe that today is a special day where you are going to receive powerful healing miracles. We're going to look at a classic teaching my grandmother gave on how to receive your healing and the different types. So make sure you stick around. Partners, thank you so much for all you do. It is with your prayers and your support that we can cover the earth with the word and connect everyone with the heart of God. Thank you for your years of prayers and ministering and partnering with this ministry. We are really seeing the fruit of your partnership today. As always, I want to make sure to extend this opportunity for every single person watching to receive prayer. Now, today we are specifically praying for healing miracles, but that doesn't mean that you can't call if you need another miracle. If you have a financial need, a need in your family, I want you to call or go on the website, and we are going to pray with you that you receive your miracle today, especially if you need a healing miracle. If you have pain in your body, in your neck, maybe in your knees, we want to pray that you would receive your miracle of healing today. Now, let's look at this classic teaching that my grandmother has on the different types of healing that you can receive in your body today.
Now, I want to share with you an unusual miracle that I heard this week from a pastor in Pensacola. And he's a very reputable pastor. In fact, he was over all of the Assemblies of God in Canada. And he shared about a miracle in his church of a woman in a nursing home, blind. Now notice, nursing home blind, 80 years old, and some of the people had come to a meeting where we were, and we have healing afghans, you know, where you can pass on an anointing through fabric, and, you know, healing cloths from Acts 19, 11, and 12. It's not flaky or kooky. It's scriptural. And so they really wanted her to come out of the nursing home. So they took it, prayed over her, believed God for her. Well, she not only came out, she recovered her sight, and she is now driving. I mean, that is a tremendous miracle, and comes from a very reputable source. So I just see that God loves to move where there is faith. He loves to move where there is faith. And tonight, I'm so happy we have Joe Clark with us, because I'm going to be sharing on these 12 things of God does specifically in the scripture. So you may want to check the one you're believing for, because you've got your sheet, right? And the first one I'll be dealing with, I talked to Joe on Sunday, and he told me a little bit about his miracle about bones. And so if you would share tonight. Yeah. Now, would you mind telling your age?
I'm 51 years old. And I'm supposed to be dead, and here I am. There's like 6 operations, and so much praying brought me here today. And this is, let's see, the 3rd month, and I'm like super advanced for my healing. It's like unbelievable. I'm supposed to be at least a year of healing, and here I'm walking. I just got my cane last week, and the Lord is so strong, believe me. I'm right here today. It's unbelievable. And my family's been great, and yes. Church praying for me, Marilyn.
Yes. Amen. Now, amen. Tell about your bone. I want you to tell about how that bone is growing.
My shoulder bone actually was chipped. Well, I had 6 broken bones on my left side. And it's weird because my bone started to heal itself, my shoulder. And the doctors are just amazed. They can't figure it out, the bone specialists. I've been to 2 doctors. But right now I got like 30% movement in my shoulder. And when the first accident happened, I had like 0%. And they're just amazed. And every week it's going to like 2% more, so.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Now, Joe, don't I understand the bone is growing?
Yeah, the top.
The top bone is growing.
It's healing and
And bones don't grow after 50, I understand. That's why I ask your age.
Yes.
You know, but God can do anything. So I want you all to stand up. We just rejoice and give God all the glory in this. Because I tell you, a lot of people prayed for this. A lot of people, very involved in the church. And you need to see and hear the result of prayer. But join hands. Don't sit down. I want you to join hands because I want to believe for a lot of miracles tonight, a lot of healings tonight. I think that's just a little taste of what God has for us. So I want you to pray with me. Say, Father, I believe tonight is a healing night, a miracle night. The one on my right, the one on my left is experiencing healing, miracles. Thank you, Lord. The one on my right, the one on my left prays for the sick. There's healing and miracles in their hands, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. So when we get in unity and we get our faith together, these are the kind of things that happen. Because I said, as a church, a lot of people really prayed and believed God for Joe. So thank you, Joe. That was wonderful.
What a powerful testimony. If you need healing in your bones, maybe you broke a bone or you have arthritis or soreness in your bones, I know that God wants to heal you today. In Joe's testimony, he shared about how his bone miraculously grew back. Maybe you need a bone to grow back in your body. I want you to call or go on our website. We want to pray with you today specifically about bones. If you have a fractured collarbone, I believe that God is going to heal that right now today. So make sure you call or go on the website so that we get the opportunity to join with you in prayer. Let's jump right back into the teaching.
Healing. Now, when you look at the 12 types of healing, I have found that healing works any place. You know, people act like you have to struggle to get healing. I don't believe that at all. I don't think you have to struggle to get saved. Salvation is already here. It's already paid for, right? And healing is in the same package. So healing is already here tonight. We don't have to, I've got to struggle to get healing. No, it's in the package of redemption. Healing is the bread of the children. And you don't have to feel special. You don't have to have read 100 chapters of the Bible, prayed 29 hours before you get here. Healing is available, and healing is available any place. Healing in the name of Jesus is available to the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the atheists. And I've seen people who didn't believe in healing get healed because somebody else believed for them. So if we can keep that in mind, healing is just available for us. We should partake of it, and we should be sharing the bread with others also. I found that healing can happen two ways. Healing can be instant. You can have an instant miracle, which is wonderful. I love that. But most healing is process. And what happens is somebody comes, they get prayed for, or they believe God for themselves, and they begin to get a little better and a little better and a little better until they finally have a full manifestation. Many times I think Christians stop short of what they could have because they quit believing because they didn't get the instant miracle or it didn't happen in 2 weeks, and they don't stay in the process. Everybody say, stay in the process. So it's very important that when you believe for people, for yourself, that you stay in a process of faith. Now, I have found how to stay in the process. I stay in the process when I'm believing God for a certain healing in my body by watching my body where I got the prayer and looking for anything that's better, not looking for the sickness, looking for any little tiny improvement. Once I see a little improvement, I begin thanking him that I'm better. And then the next day I look again. Oh, it's a little better. Thank you. And I live in thanksgiving until I have the manifestation. And your thanksgiving will keep you in the process. Everybody say, thanksgiving will keep you in the process. And so that's very important. Another thing I want to give you before I start on these 12 is Nahum 1:9. Nahum, the little prophet of Nahum 1:9, says, this affliction shall not return the second time. I have found many times people get healed, they come to a service, have a wonderful healing, wonderful miracle, or maybe after 2 or 3 months they begin to see a full manifestation, but then the enemy comes back And he'll bring the same symptoms, maybe 6 months, 10 months, 12 months later, and he'll try to put the affliction on them again. And if you're not careful, you'll invite him in. And so this is what I say. Once I experience a manifestation of healing, this affliction shall not return the second time. Don't knock on my door, it's locked. So these are just some things to help you tonight, I believe, in what we're going to look at in the 12 types of healing that he has for us.
Before she gets into the first part of the teaching, we're going to take a quick break, but I don't want you to go anywhere. The verse she shared was Nahum 1:9, and I want to encourage you, if you have a sickness or an affliction that you feel like is coming back another time, we want to pray with you right now that that sickness would go away. Call, go on the website, we're going to pray with you. During the break, we're going to go ahead and make sure that you get your copy of today's teaching notes. This is our free gift to you, so go on the website, make sure you get your copy so that you can follow along with her teaching. And of course, if you have a prayer need, please call, go on our website as well. We want to pray with you. Make sure you stick around and grab the teaching notes.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
The road to healing can feel long, but you aren't walking it alone. No matter what you're facing, sickness, heartache, or simply needing strength to keep going, God's promise of healing is real. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll receive two inspiring resources: the Total Healing Book and our Get Healed, Stay Healed mini book, both packed with practical wisdom on God's healing. You'll also get the Deconstructed Healing DVD and Total Healing CD, perfect for helping you hold on during the hard times. For your gift of $85 or more, we'll include the Healing Promises Afghan. Wrap yourself in warmth with this beautiful cotton throw, featuring healing scriptures that bring peace and comfort to your home. Your journey to restoration starts now. Call or click to take your next step to receiving healing today.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Now, the first one has to do with the bones. And if you're watching on television, you might have a broken bone. And you could be instantly healed from watching this program right now. Because there are specific promises for bones. It says a sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. So your attitude can affect your bones, right? No? Is that true? Everybody say attitude is everything. So your bones could be rotting because of some of your attitudes that are so ugly. Then it says he guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. I got so turned on with bones one time that I wrote a whole book on a little book on bones, because you'd be amazed at the things the scripture has to say on your bones. God wants you to have strong, healthy bones. And so tonight, I would say to you, if you have any kind of a bone problem, any kind of a bone problem, there is scripture that he heals bones. Everybody say, Jesus heals bones. And so there are specific things here. We can believe that God will heal our bones. Osteoporosis is a very common thing with women, and now is becoming a very common thing with men. which I think is tragedy. And this is a disease of the bones. The bones begin to decay, and we see people with hunches and bent over because of osteoporosis. It's a bone disease. And many times we'll say, oh, well, you know, my mother had it, my grandmother had it, so I'm supposed to have it. Shut up. You are not supposed to have it. Amen? And if you have it, you need to resist it and tell the devil he cannot have access to your bones. I talked to a woman today on the phone in Arizona, and she is having problems with hip bone, especially when she goes up steps. She can walk all right, but going up steps, she has problems with the hip bone. I said, well, tonight I'm going to be praying for bones. And when I pray for bones, Virginia, your bones are going to be healed. So if you have a bone problem tonight, I want you to stand up. If you have any kind of bone problem, if God can make Joe's bones grow, he can take care of your bones. Amen? Amen? And it doesn't matter about your age. It matters about your faith. It never has mattered about your age. It never has mattered about your color. It never has mattered about your gender. It's your faith. Amen? Amen. So put your hands up. Say, I believe tonight for a miracle in my bones. Healing is for me. Health is for my bones. And I thank you, Lord, every bone in my body is functioning properly all the days of my life. All the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. If that was you, I believe that you are receiving your complete healing today. There's no more pain in your shoulders or hips or legs. You may be watching and you're thinking in your mind, something is wrong. There's something missing. Maybe you've been living with pain your whole life, and what just happened is the pain went away. Receive your healing. Step into what God has for you today. Walk out of pain and into freedom and comfort. If that is you, we want you to call or go on the website because we want to celebrate with you, share what God has done, and continue to pray for your complete and total healing. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and jump right back into the teaching.
So let's look at another type here. We see that liver can cause problems. And we know that there are a lot of things that are liver diseases. Once someone's liver is attacked, and it says, till an arrow strikes the liver as a bird hastens to its snare. He did not know it would cost his life. So what is it? Attacks can come against the liver. But healing is for the whole man. And Paul prayed at the end of Thessalonians and said, I would that your spirit, soul, and body be whole. W-H-O-L-E, which means complete. When you look at Jesus, many times when he spoke healing to people, he said, be whole. Everybody say whole. Put your hand on your body. Say body. Be whole. Because God doesn't just want to heal your liver tonight and let your bones go, right? God wants you whole. And what does he want whole? Your spirit, your soul, and your body. So, you know, it says envy is the rottenness of the bones. That has to do with your soul area. So God wants your soul area whole. He wants your spirit area whole. And he wants your body whole. And we'll look on down at some of these types of things that absolutely are just wonderful. Now, let's look at cancer. And this is probably the most common thing and the most fearful thing for people all over the world today. And so it says, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, and that's what cancer is like, it eats on the flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. We need to come against cancer. Now, I think women, again, have a great fear of cancer, but actually, women die of heart, 10 times more of heart problems than cancer. Cancer is not nearly the problem heart problems are, you know. So when we look at this, yes, we should not invite cancer. We should come against it. We should rebuke it. We should bind it. We should tell it to leave our bodies. But also, remember, the heart is very much more serious for a woman than cancer is. And sometimes I think we just ignore heart and how that we should keep our heart and take care of our physical body to keep the heart moving like it should move. So let's just stand up. Stand up. Now, don't think you're going to sit in this service. You're not. So just get ready to be a little active. It's cool tonight. It'll keep you warm. So I want you to pray with me against cancer for your own body, that you never have it, it never happens, and your flesh is not going to be eaten up by cancer. Are you with me? You know, folks, there's preventative praying and there's remedial praying. A lot of praying, if we'll do preventative praying, we won't do so much remedial praying. Stop it before the devil even starts, right? So pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over cancer that would come against my body. My body will never have cancer. No flesh-eating cancers in my body. Devil, you are defeated in my body tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Don't buy those things, and we bind it now. You know, you can be seated. I think a lot of times, folks, we wait with even praying over our children. We wait till they get in their teenage years and then start praying, oh, God, give them the right friends, give them the right mate, don't let them get in drugs. Well, why don't you start when they're born and just pray all the preventative praying, and then when they hit that age, they think, drugs, yuck, right? And so it's very important we learn how to pray preventative things over our body and not just wait till the thing hits us and then we just pray. Let's look at the fourth one. Now, what is this? This is breaking all curses of disease over the body that are inherited. And all people have inherited weaknesses. Everybody does. Every doctor will check you. They'll say, well, you know, how long have you had a heart problem? How old was your mother? How old was your daddy? You know, who had diabetes in your family? Because they figure you will have the same weakness and you'll have it. And that's true. That's true. That is a fact. But the Bible tells us we're not under the curse. Those are family curses. And the Bible says that Jesus redeemed us from the curse. And so the wonderful thing about the Bible is when you get born again, you have a new father. And he doesn't have arthritis. And he doesn't have bursitis or sugar diabetes. And so those things are broken in Jesus because we're not under the curse, we are under the blessing.
The road to healing can feel long, but you aren't walking it alone. No matter what you're facing, sickness, heartache, or simply needing strength to keep going, God's promise of healing is real. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll receive two inspiring resources: the Total Healing Book and our Get Healed, Stay Healed mini book, both packed with practical wisdom on God's healing. You'll also get the Deconstructed Healing DVD and Total Healing CD, perfect for helping you hold on during the hard times. For your gift of $85 or more, we'll include the Healing Promises Afghan. Wrap yourself in warmth with this beautiful cotton throw, featuring healing scriptures that bring peace and comfort to your home. Your journey to restoration starts now. Call or click to take your next step to receiving healing today.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. Night Care provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
I want to share a testimony, and then we're going to pray for you and for each other. I have a friend. She is not spirit-filled, lovely friend, born again. And her mother had rheumatoid arthritis. So it was a family thing. The women in that family always had this rheumatoid arthritis. And she had it very seriously, very suffering with it. Her fingers, you know, were bending, you know how they get. And she was in a lot of pain, couldn't stand very long time. And so one day she called me and said, could you come and have lunch with me? And I said, yes, I'd love to. So I went to her house, and we're talking about various things. And then she said, I don't like Benny Hinn. I think his doctrine is off. And I thought, why are we on that? You know, I love Benny Hinn. I don't think his doctrine is off at all. And she said, and I don't believe in healing, but you do. And I have rheumatoid arthritis. Would you lay hands on me and pray for me? Very unique thing. And that curse was broken, and God totally healed her, totally healed her. When she got a checkup from the doctor, this is over 2.5 years ago now, he said to her, your blood has changed. We don't understand what's happened. And now she's physically one of the most active people I know. I just talked to her the other day. And so we don't have to take these weaknesses that come from our families. Amen? Amen. We do not have to take them. So stand up. Stand up. Say, devil, I'm not under the curse. I'm under the blessing. And I thank you tonight. Whatever my father had, my mother had, my grandmother had, my great-grandfather does not belong to me. I belong to Jesus. Jesus redeemed me from my sins and from the curse of sickness, disease, infirmities, weaknesses, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah.
What a phenomenal teaching. Now, we don't have time to get into every single one of the 12 types of healing, but they are covered on our teaching notes, which are our free gift to you. To make sure you go ahead, go on our website and get your free teaching notes. And while you're there, make sure you get your copy of my grandmother's book, Total Healing. This is a powerful resource that will help you to not only receive your healing, but continue to walk in it every single day. This is a beautiful, beautiful teaching, and it is yours. Make sure you call, go on the website. We want to make sure that we get this book in your hands today. I know many of you watching have experienced various forms of healing today, or maybe you're still believing for God to meet you in that place and for you to receive your healing. Please call, go on the website. We want to continue to pray with you that the Holy Spirit would meet you, that you would encounter God as Jehovah Rapha, God who heals. And of course, when you call or go on the website, make sure you get your copy of not only Total Healing, my grandmother's amazing book, but also the teaching notes for today. Remember, these are our free gift to you, and you don't want to miss them. Thank you so much for joining us today on Today with Marilyn and Sarah, and we pray that you experience the miracle that God has for you today.